This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Lyrically, my game is nice. I can still rhyme without two minors to the back to pay a price. Might even do it twice. You see, I spit precise power, potent paragraphs that'll penetrate your pituitary gland and make your mind expand. Make you understand that it's a very so hot between sling and rock and trading stock. Teaches basic economics. Buy low and sell high. Your price is turned where demand meets supply. See, most of us don't want to admit it or even hear it, but see, being a drug dealer is the epitome of the entrepreneurial spirit. See, capitalism breeds capitalists. But there's demand for a product that leads somebody going to supply it. If they got the right mind, it's the wrong grind. Because really, Eve and Eli Lilly sell drugs of all kinds. They don't have to worry about packing eyes and tapping their phone line. They got politics and public opinion on their side. See, the only way to survive in a society is to have a hustle mentality. As long as you're working for your money's not working for you, you'll forever be a slave. Bill Gates did not stack all that cake, just sitting around waiting for a promotion and a raise. And now you got the whole game on lock and ain't worried about prison time. So if you can flip a 16 into an ounce and an ounce into a key, and it seems to be no reason to me, you can't exert that same amount of energy and learn to hustle downs on industrial. So you need to be fucking with that NASDAQ and me, that cracking loader. You can just invest in a duplex home and rent it to different tenants and use the rent money to pay off the loan at half the time. Or you can continue to grind and hustle them drugs in the streets. But peep, think about what you got, it's about what you can keep. You see when that task force sweep, best believe they're taking the cars, the rims, the beats, the cash, the crib, and the platinum Jesus piece. End up getting sentenced to a 10-piece and get released and try to look for peace, but you can't get you a piece because that felony on your record got you marked as a beast. You gotta go back to the streets, you can cop you a piece, or you can take you a piece, and that's why the streets don't see peace. That's one of the many business cycles of compromise and struggle. And I understand we can't all do it like Dr. Heaps of hustle, so don't stop hustling, just change the hustle. See, America's designed for to get rich. There's a million of them ways for to get paid off in this bitch, and most of them is legit. Find the market you want to target, but there's a service and do a product, and your revenues might do expenses going to equal your profits. This is basic economics. As long as you have the haves, you will always have the have-nots. So it's up to you to decide whether or not you have what you got. And if not, you got the concoct supply that's going to raise the stock. Be willing to hustle and grind from sunrise to sundrop, but believe me, ejaculation's the only thing that comes easy. And too many cats have played a lot of it, think the stock market is too risky. And through all these young sticker artists like to watch the drugs that is make it, you take it. You're really wasting your time and your talent with strong arm tactics. If with just a little practice, you can fall in the footsteps of some of these corporate execs like the slick cast from WorldCom and Enron, who's robbing their own employees for their stocks, their bonds, and retirement funds, and didn't have to come off a ski mask, a roll of duct tape, but not even a gun, and they still walked off with about $300 or $400 million, and that's what Ice Cube was talking about when he said the bigger the cap, the bigger the pillar, and pin strokes and public opinion is the only thing that separates the good guys from the villains, and that's why the cops can make the blaha even when you're just chilling. Now, I know I speak form with a whole lot of grind, but it don't matter who said or how it's been said, it's still basic economics.
Good evening and welcome, welcome, welcome everyone. This is Beyond Talk with Faith Moore McKinney. I am America's number one personal media and brand strategist, and I am so excited for you to join us. Thank you so much. You could be anywhere, but you are here on Beyond Talk. I'm here with my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Taylor Adams. I don't know if she can come on the line and say hello or not, but hello from her. We have a fantastic guest today, Ms. Linda. Was it Day? Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. But she's on the phone, and she's talking about Buy the Block. Now, this is a movement I'm so excited to discuss because, you know, wealth, real estate is our pathway to wealth, and we want to make sure that we keep it in the African-American community, our wealth, our property. So she has come up with a way to that we all can participate in real estate, investing, and creating a community and stop gentrification in its tracks. So I'm really excited about speaking with her in just a few moments. So I'm going to see if Ms. Jacqueline Taylor Adams is on the line. Are you here? She is our producer extraordinaire. I'm so blessed to have her with me. Jacqueline, are you here? No? Okay. Well, then we are
yes,
going
I'm
to get
here.
Started.
I'm here.
Okay, hey.
I'm sorry. I kept trying to mute myself. I kept saying, can you hear me now? I was like, Verizon, can you hear me now?
No, I can't hear you now. I couldn't hear you. No, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. You know, yeah, I'm doing good. I'm excited about this show. And if you got a chance to read the call, the description, if you didn't, your call to do will come about with this show. This show, we're learning, but it is a call to action. And we got 2 weeks
yes,
to get everything done. So what it is, after you hear everything, we need you to take action, and then we need each person to go to your own personal network and compel them personally. Don't just share something. Share it with a note. Say, look, I need you. I did this. This is personal. I need you to participate, too. So we need
right.
to do
I'm
some
so
massive
excited.
Movement
yes.
within 2 weeks. Yep. So
absolutely.
It's about us taking action
the...
and compelling our networks.
Be moved to do. That's absolutely right. And we're going to bring Ms. Linda on right now, right? Is she here?
Yes, she's here.
Ms. Lynn? All right, Ms. Yes. Lynn?
Hi, good evening.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. And you and everyone, how's it going?
Oh, goodness, we're having a little trouble with the line. It's a little muffled here, but we're gonna make it through. All right, I can hear you. Sorry, one more time, please.
Okay. Hi, good evening, everyone.
Hi, thank you so much for joining us. Oh, we have a lot to cover tonight, and we want to make sure that people are able to call in, and we want to make sure that they also, we have some hashtags as well, I believe, so we want to make sure they get their hashtags, get the website, which is www.buytheblock.com, that's D-U-Y. THEBLOCK.com. So you can go and check out the website while we are talking to Ms. Lynn today, this evening on Beyond Talk. Lynn, now tell us a little bit about you and why you decided to, what gave you this idea about Buy the Block?
I've been traveling quite a few.
Just a second, Lynn. You're breaking up really bad, and I think this is so important. I don't want to miss it. Is there a way you can switch to another line?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Sounds a lot better. Thank you.
I stand right here. Okay. All right. Great. Well, I wanted to look at what I was background.
You're still coming in and out. Are you moving around?
No, I'm standing still.
Okay, stand right there. Sounds good.
Okay. I won't move. Okay, so for the last 5 years, we've had three knobs.
Lynn, we're
yes.
getting like every other word. We're getting every other word. I am so sorry. Let's see. If there's a way you can get another line, landline or another phone, we can understand you, but we can't understand what you're saying. But I want to make sure that we get the information that's really crucial to get the money that you need, because you have just 16 days left. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So you have raised how much money so far for in the Indiegogo account?
So far, $13,630.
All right. And you need $50,000 more, $59,000 more?
The goal is $60,000.
Okay. So just a little less than $50,000 to go. So what Buy the Block is a way for people to collectively purchase land, invest in land in the cities all around the country and all around the world, in for as little as $25 a month or $350 per year. You can invest in Buy the Block. So you can be an investor in property and land. We want to make sure that we stop gentrification in its tracks. We want to make sure that we, as African Americans, own a piece of this American pie. And so this is a way, Buy the Block is a way to participate in this and to do this. So Ms. Lynn has an Indiegogo account. It's Buy the Block, and you can go to it. You can find it at buytheblock.com. It's buytheblock.com. And you can go to that site, and you can sign up or donate to the Indiegogo account from there. Is that correct, Ms. Lynn?
Correct.
Good. Yeah, you can go to the Buy the Block, and you can also on the Indiegogo site, there's a video where she's being interviewed, and you can see her entire story, why she's doing it, how, who she is and what it's about, what this Buy the Block is about and why it's so important. I want to see if hopefully we can get a little bit better audio from you, but I want to still get into the importance of Buy the Block. What does this mean, purchasing this property or being investors? What does it mean to the African-American economy?
Well, one, it allows us to raise our assets. As the last housing market bubble affected us greatly. So what this allows us to do is to pool our resources, small amounts, small contributions, small investments. We can actually raise our stake, in real estate in this country. Unfortunately, we lost a lot of real estate during the house bubble, and a lot of the, now it's coming out that a lot of the predatory loans and so on and so forth hit the African community very hard. So this is a way for us to bounce back from that, because we haven't been able to get back in the market. It's kind of been shut out since then. This is one way that we can actually get back. We won't be able to get those homes that we had before, but we can invest in different areas, different neighborhoods, purchase land, property as a group, and that will allow us to raise our stakes in assets.
Okay, so you said that with the real estate, the bubble that burst in 2008, a lot of African Americans lost their property and continued to lose it for quite a few years afterwards. So you're saying that investing in the Buy the Block movement, African Americans will be able to regain some of that stake that was lost due to predatory lending and as well as the financial recession and really depression for African Americans. So Buy the Block is a way to help secure more of our future collectively. Is that right?
Correct.
All right. Okay. So now you said you have over $13,000 in the Indiegogo account, and so it's important for us to participate, because with Indiegogo, it's all or nothing. So it's not like other sites where, you know, if you don't make it, you still get, you get some of it. With Indiegogo, either you get the entire amount that you're going for, or you get nothing. You know, we'd have to start all over again with this campaign. Is that correct, Ms. Lynn?
That is correct. Yes, that is correct. Yes. It's for if you don't meet our campaign goal, all the contributions so far will be refunded back to everyone that has but it's important for us to reach the goal, because this is something that we feel is very important for us, and it would be beneficial for us to have something like this. So.
Okay, yeah, so you're saying it's critical. It's important that we reach our goal for the Indiegogo campaign, which you can find on the website, which is buytheblock.com. And to contribute, because with this Indiegogo fund, this crowdfunding method, it's all or nothing. So she's raised over $13,000. That's huge in itself. But she needs almost $50,000 more. And we have 16 days to complete this campaign, 16 days to raise the $50,000. And we can do that. We can do that. That is $25 per person per month. That is the cost of probably what you spend on coffee for the week. So $25 per person per month, we can raise the $50,000. So, Ms. Lynn, do you have some hashtags that people can send to or post on their Twitter and Facebook accounts and Instagram to raise awareness for the Buy the Block?
The hashtag that we use is Buy the Block, the way it's spelled, and then we use Buy the Block, not the bar, basically to encourage partying. Those are things. I'm saying that partying is wrong. They're saying that, you know, Buy the Block, not the bar. just an alternative, just to invest in assets as well as for a little bit more in assets.
Okay, so you're saying, you know, Buy the Block, so your $25 is an investment. You know, instead of going to go out and party and maybe to a movie, you might want to get a Netflix, or you know, just invest that $25 in the future of you know, your children and our children, so that, you know, we'll have something, because as it is right now, we've lost so much. You know, we have the Wells Fargo ordeal. They're in court right now for predatory lending and just wrongdoing. And, you know, the African-American community suffers more. They always say when America catches a cold, Black America has pneumonia. So this has really affected us, and it's so important in order to grow our wealth. You know, investing in real estate is something that we can do. And this collective effort that Ms. Lynn has put together with this Indiegogo account has made it so easy and almost painless to contribute. You know, $350 a year is nothing to stop gentrification in its tracks. You know, if we all work together, we can do it. So what else, Ms. Lynn, what, as far as the Indiegogo account, and what other efforts are there for Buy the Block? Is there anything that's going on after the Indiegogo campaign has run its course? How else can we participate?
Once we get fully funded, there is a certain initiative that we're going to place. One is a block party. That we hope to hold, and then of course a festival that showcases that, hey, what we did, we came together, we pooled our resources, and we invested. So that's definitely one of the that's one of the coming out of Buy the Block. Our first investment property. The progress in that, as well as by the block.
Okay, so you're saying after the campaign is over, you'll be able to purchase your first investment property, and you're going to have a by-the-block party. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and so your first investment property will be fully renovated with the money that is invested. And so who will be able to either live in the property, or well, how is the property going to be used?
The property will be available to the public. The property will be rented. The property can be rented for residential use or commercial. So it will be available to the public. You know, their share of the actual the amount that they invested in, they would receive a return on that investment, whether it be monthly, quarterly, annually. They could choose how often they for them to get, and that's all. That all of that will be monitored on, and you know they'll have access to it on bytheblock.com. That's
okay. So I'm gonna reiterate or restate what you said. So you're saying that the property will be refurbished and it will be available for residential or commercial use? Is that what you said?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And so depending on the amount of investment that was made by the individual, that determines how much of the property they will be able to acquire? Or is it, let's see, so say someone wants to purchase a space. Of course, they would have to put more than $350 in.
Right.
But what does, yeah, so, but there, the investors will get their investment back and it will be monitored on your site. Is that correct?
Correct, correct.
The investor?
They'll be able
okay.
to, they'll be able to, each investor will, their share of their return will be based on the amount that they invest. So of course, the minimum is $358, but for the invest share.
Okay, so a share in the buy the block is $350. Is that what you're saying? One share?
Not one share. No. It's
no?
It's
okay.
Actually, it's slightly more. It's slightly more for every $50. Every $50 watch.
Okay. All right. So every $50 is counts for one share. So, and that will be monitored on the website. So you can keep track of your investment. You can see the, you know, how much you'll be the dividends or how much it's grown. But yeah, this is an amazing idea, and I think it's something that whose time has come. So I'm looking on your site now, and I wanted to click on the board members. Who are the people who are behind the Buy the Block movement?
Buy the Block is an idea that's created from myself. Buy the Block is I created by myself.
Mm-hmm.
The board members are members of an investment. They're basically a lot of the board members are basically oversee some of the decisions, but not necessarily are involved in the process. But they are there for lack of a better term, they're there for advice for investors that may need certain information, that may need a little bit more help on making some decisions just for.
Okay, so they're more of an advisory role, and so the Buy the Block is your baby. The total concept is yours. What city are you based out of?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay, Cincinnati. There are a lot of other movements, but I am beginning to hear about other movements, such as By the Block, movements where, you know, African Americans are getting together to purchase. So how does this scale? When you reach your goal, the $60,000 goal, how do you plan to scale this to other cities around the country?
The site's going out. By the Block by Con is also open to other. So let's say you have a kind of topic that everybody's heard, that you're in on, done all the right, or that there's an actual this property is something that all been started, or I'm sorry, that's the investor that invested. Just take that property and bring it to By the Block. And it goes through a whole underwriting process, and that underwriting process will basically verify that, one, the property can buy it outright, that there is a return. We'll make sure that we can calculate all the costs that are associated with that, that we can actually raise the funds. And once it's finished, the whole underwriting process, and it is actually placed on that spot where other investors or investors that funding, then we actually take it to the recap process. It did track all the financing, returns, and everything. All of that is, that's how it scales there. More people can actually.
Okay. All right. So you're kind of breaking up, so I really couldn't understand everything, but I do understand that you'll be able to scale it across the country and around the world. This model probably works everywhere as far as collecting, finding investors to invest in property to purchase. And, you know, if you can do it in Cincinnati, I'm sure you could do it in Indianapolis, where I am, in Baltimore. Let's go ahead and we're going to take a commercial break. This is Beyond Talk with Faith Moore McKinney and Be Moved to Do. We're going to take a break. We'll see you right back in about 30 seconds.
Odeline's Catering, Inc. offers great food and desserts homemade to be delivered to your next event or celebration. You can choose to pick up or deliver. Book your next appointment today with Odeline's Catering, Inc. at 646-657-6640. Let us bring taste to your next celebration.
All right, and we are back with Beyond Talk with Faith Moore McKinney. And today we are speaking with Ms. Lynn, and she's talking about By the Block. This is a movement to help African Americans stop gentrification in its tracks. And we've seen the devastation that gentrification has caused in cities like Harlem to the people who live in Harlem. You know, prices have raised so that the people who live there can no longer live there. It's just too expensive. And, you know, we don't want that to happen, or we don't want it to squeeze African Americans out. We want to make sure that we are still players in the wealth game. And Lynn has this amazing idea, By the Block. And this is something that we can all participate in. We have, there are 16 days left in the By the Block Indiegogo campaign, and we want to make sure that you go to buytheblock.com and find where, let's see, we want to go to the homepage, and we want to see donate to the Indiegogo campaign for By the Block. Just $25 a month, that's the minimum, at least $25 a month will help to purchase stock in property. And you want to, for a yearly amount of at least $350. I mean, you spend more than that on coffee. So a minimum investment of $350 annually, you too can be an investor in property and Buy the Block. And we have a little
less than $50,000 to go. We have 16 days to go in this Indiegogo campaign, and Lynn has worked diligently to create this this campaign. The website is absolutely gorgeous. But if you go to the Indiegogo site, you can see a video and you can hear the audio. It's a little bit more clear, and you can hear, you can see her beautiful face as she explains how the Buy the Block campaign works. So how many years have you been working on this, Lynn? How long has it taken you to get to this point? Lynn? Uh-oh, I think we have lost Lynn.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Thank you.
Okay.
I wanted to know, yeah, how long have you been, has this been in the works? Because we want to know about the history. We want to know the story about Buy the Block.
Buy the Block has been in the works for about 7 years.
7 years?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so in that 7 years, I can imagine that was right after the 2008 crash, the stock market crash. So, I mean, you got right on it. You were really quick about figuring out what to do. And as we know, anything like this big of scale takes a lot of time and a lot of energy. And so, what are some of the challenges besides raising the money? What are other things that people can help with? What challenges do you face that maybe some of our audience can help with?
Sharing the campaign. That's really huge. Sharing the initiative. Sharing the videos about it, because I think that's one of the biggest helps that can actually. The biggest help that we need is just spreading the word. We really need to spread the word. We only have 16 days left, and we need to reach our goal, 16 days.
Okay, so here's an easy way to do it. If you go to buytheblock.com, that's BUYTHEBLOCK, buytheblock.com, and on the side, the left-hand side of the site, she has all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Pinterest, and LinkedIn. And you can share the Buy the Block site so that people understand and people can read for themselves what Buy the Block is and how it works and why we should participate. So if you're in our audience and you want to give us a call, you can call in. The number is area code 646-716-7994. Again, the number is 646-716-7994. And this is Beyond Talk with Faith Moore McKinney. And this show is part of the Black Economic and Entrepreneurial, Conference. So it's BEEDS. Development Conference, Black Economics Entrepreneurial Development Conference, and this is the official radio show for it, but I got to learn what the acronym is too, Ms. Lynn. But yeah, this Buy the Block is amazing. So I'm looking at the site, and I think the site is really easy and pretty straightforward for it has a place where you can join. You can get a free list of the properties available all over the United States. So when I asked about scaling, you can go on and you can put your name in the list. You can subscribe, and then you'll get a list of all the properties all across the country. So don't think that just because Ms. Lynn is in Cincinnati that it doesn't count for you, that it doesn't apply for you. She has a list of properties all over the country, and these properties can be redeveloped, and you know, you can use it for commercial use, you could use it for residential use. There's plenty of properties, plenty of places. No one should be homeless in America. We have a whole block with buildings on it, homes on it, you know, just go to the site, buytheblock.com, and you can see some of the properties that are up for investors to invest in. So, Antoine, who are – go ahead.
I was saying we're partnering with other with other people that have wholesale properties as well, that may want to, you know, that are, there's a lot of development going on in a lot of different
areas.
And we can definitely.
So you're saying you're partnering. I'm reiterating because it's kind of breaking up. I'm reiterating that you said that we're partnering with other wholesale developers. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so people who have property wholesaling, so that we can access more properties and people can invest in these. And as you said, as you mentioned earlier, that when you do invest in these properties, when you do donate at least or invest at least $350 per year, you can track your investment dollars on the Buy the Block website.
Yes.
Correct?
Correct.
All right. Okay, so now I see where you have crowdfunding experts. Now, do you think that crowdfunding is going to be something that's going to be ongoing throughout the life of Buy the Block? Is this something that you know, we'll need to ask our audience to participate in as far as crowdfunding goes, careers?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Crowdfunding is, that industry is huge. It's an untapped market in our community, unfortunately. That the careers alone that the jobs that crowdfunding creates are, you know, and the sub industries that crowdfunding creates, you know, we're not even close to. So there's a lot of opportunity there that we can definitely that we need to know about. We need to keep abreast. We need to make sure that we're getting trained in those areas as well. That way, we're not left behind in the job market. It's very skilled. So yeah, crowdfunding is here.
So is there equity-based crowdfunding? Will they be using equity-based crowdfunding?
It's both debt and equity.
Okay.
It's both debt. It's one or the other. I mean, it's an actual investment or a property can go up and it can choose to have debt investment or, I'm sorry, it can debt or equity, either one. But the actual person puts up the property for the organization puts up the actual property for invest have that option to choose which one they want. But both will be accessible on Buy the Block.
Okay, so either equity-based crowdfunding or the traditional crowdfunding?
Correct.
Is that
no, not traditional.
Okay. No,
it's not straight. Because traditional crowdfunding is all donation-based.
Okay.
So
this is investment.
Donation.
So it's different.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, so I can imagine there are a lot of things you had to do with the SEC and hurdles you had to clear just to create this business model.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
<Yeah. laughs>
We don't want any trouble with them, with the IRS. So you were talking about the careers in crowdfunding, and I'm really interested to see on the Buy the Block website, you can see careers, and there's a list of 18 different, totally different and separate careers in crowdfunding, and they range from new business development management to media relations. All of these things have to do with crowdfunding, SEO, digital content, legal counsel, human resources. So all of these careers are going to be incorporated in the Buy the Block business. So if you have any skills, if you go to the Buy the Block website, there are 18 separate job descriptions under the careers tab, you can see if you have any either interest or if you have any skills in this, you might want to check it out because there are careers in this by the block, in this by the block model for you. So check that out. And you know, some of these, Ms. Lynn, I've never even considered being part of crowdfunding as a business. So, you know, there's a lot of thought that goes into that.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. There's a whole sector out here that we haven't even, like I said, we haven't even done. We haven't even tapped it. So, yeah, there's a lot of opportunities. A lot of opportunities.
Yeah, there are a lot of opportunities in by the block. I'm going to read this, the website. It's by the block. It's a space to invest with your peers. By the block will allow groups and individuals to pool funds, share knowledge, vote on property to invest, and effectively manage investments. It will help all of us become better real estate investors. And for by the block, it says, our vision is to change investing from confusing and frustrating to an accessible and enjoyable social experience. We want to create a new generation of connected investors who feel informed, empowered, and confident. Your contribution will help us create our website and app. In return, we'll help you buy a piece of your first block. Right now we have on the Indiegogo, they come to Indiegogo for help to raise to $60,000. So they've raised $13,000 of the $60,000, and this startup capital will cover the cost of developing and deploying our website and mobile app, bringing the By the Block operation to the next level. And the site says, we appreciate all contributions and thank you for your time. Wow, what a an amazing, amazing opportunity for you know, people who can invest or people who have the heart to invest and by the block. And I know we've been interviewing so many tech people here on Beyond Talk Radio, and I think that, you know, some people may want to even donate or contribute or help with the development of their of your app. Have you had any success talking to developers, and you know, what are they saying about the app?
Oh, they're excited. We've had several contact me already, and they're very excited, and they can do it. So we really just want to see the once the campaign is funded, then we finish that process. But we've had quite a few developers reach out to us.
I can't imagine that the developers are very excited about, you know, taking on this by the block project. You know, so the social aspect of by the block. So can you, and I know it's a little difficult for us to hear, so I'm going to jump in and try to relay what you said to our audience, but can you explain some of the social aspects of investing in real estate with your peers? How does that come to play in this whole process?
Because by the block will be set up as a community, right? So, and a lot of the information will be on the site. A lot of the transactions, there will be chat rooms on the site where people can dialogue with her about their investments and stuff. You can just ask questions about, hey, I was looking at this concept today, or I was looking at this ten room apartment today. What do you think? Here's where it's located. Here's how much you're asking for it. And people can actually have dialogue like this on a regular basis. And this allows us to stick to community, a forum that is strictly dedicated to real estate investment. So that's the social app. It's going to be able to, people are going to be able to have chats on this, but they'll be able to log in, communicate with each other, they can open groups in by the block as well, and though from those groups they can, you know, they can create a group in Indiana, they can create a group in California, they can create, you know, so these are the social aspects that are going to be important.
Okay, so yeah. So you're saying that the social part from the by the block, it becomes a community. The investors become a community, and so they use the platform of by the block to not only meet their peers, meet other people who are interested in investing, but to get advice from others to you know, maybe share some tips on how to better invest or better raise or save their money, you know, possibly tips on purchasing other properties. But it becomes a community, like you said, totally dedicated to purchasing property in the Buy the Black platform. Fantastic. So I'm just going through everything. So do you yourself, Ms. Lynn, do you have experience in rehabilitating houses or investing? Is this something that you've done yourself?
Yes, I have.
So how long have you been investing? How long have you been investing, and what's been your experience? Oh, wow, 23.
Ever since then, it's just, you know, I mean, of course, I take my time and I choose carefully certain investment properties. There's some good and bad, but you learn and grow as you invest, as you make certain money. Cash out. Those are, you know, decisions that you can make at home while investing. But investment is very personal for everyone. So it's not, my experience may not be the same as, you know, someone else. But there's still certain guidelines that most people follow in order to make a profit. So that's the goal. Be able to actually but my first.
Okay, so you said that you've been investing in real estate since you were 23, and you've had relative good success, and that you do take your time when you choose the properties to invest in. So you're saying there are, of course, good and bad, and it is an investment, so nothing is guaranteed. But, you know, there are some guidelines to investing, so you just can't just invest in, you know, willy-nilly. You're not going to – you've got to make sure that there are some safeguards to investing. But we're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. We're going to take a commercial break. This is Beyond Talk with Faith Moore McKinney. Be moved to do. We'll be right back in 30 seconds.
Jacqueline Taylor Adams, your guide for this moment in time, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies. Walk with me. I'm walking in wellness with soul purpose. I'm standing on a gold mine, one that will enrich me body, mind, soul, and bank account, and I'm asking you to stand with me. We are unique people in a unique place and time in history. We are in a strategic position to mine this goal. Our tool is Soul Purpose, one of only three black-owned, women-owned direct-selling companies founded and led by Nadine Thompson, our modern-day Madam C.J. Walker. If you're listening to this, this message is meant for you. There is no coincidence. It's time to be well, to live a higher quality of life, mining the gold of our health, our bodies, our mind, our spirit, as well as our bank accounts. No man, no woman is an island. No one stands alone. Stand with me. Let's be strategic. Let's move vertical with soul purpose. Today, become a valued customer, an effective entrepreneur, or join the business mastermind. You choose. Dr. Claude Anderson once said, "He who pays the piper picks the tune." Well, it's time to start picking. Making history, building some generational wealth, and some wellness legacies. Call me now at 1-877-552-7012, extension 1111, or email justdoit@imwalkinginwellness.com. That's imwalkinginwellness.com.
And we are back with Beyond Talk with Faith Moore McKinney. I'm America's number one personal media and brand strategist. And we are on the line with Ms. Lynn of By the Block. Now, if you are in the audience today and you want to call in, you have about 6 minutes to call. The number is 646-716-7994. And if you were listening at the top of the show, we opened with HBO's deaf poet Tommy Bottoms' Basic Economics, and it was hot. So maybe we can hear that again. But yeah, thank you so much, Jacqueline Taylor Adams, for always bringing the creative, the different, the relevant to us. So thank you to our producer, and thank you, Miss Lynn. I appreciate you being here with us and sharing with us By the Block. And what you're saying, the best way for us to help, one, is to invest in Buy the Block. That's $25, a minimum, $25 a month, or $350 a year or more and more. And we need that as soon as possible. Please, if you want to be a part of the Buy the Block movement, let's do this. Let's participate. Another thing is share. Spread the word. Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Pinterest, and LinkedIn, share By the Block website, www.bythebloc.com. Share it with your friends. This is a movement. We need to stop gentrification in its tracks. And this is the easiest, most fun, socially fun and relevant way to go. Ms. Lynn, do you have any final words? We've got a few minutes. I want to make sure that if you have anything else you want America and your audience to know, please go ahead and let us know, and we'll get it out to them.
Wherever we see, you know, changes that are happening in our, whenever we see changes that are happening in our, we just have to, like your talk show, the name of your talk show, Beyond Talk. We have to move from just talking about, you know, all the things that are going on, and actually doing, putting forth action to challenge. We have to go from, we're going to talk towards doing the thing. Wherever there's an issue, there needs to be action. So, and definitely share By the Block. Get on, share it with others. This is, it's definitely an action. No talking. Back. Get in.
All right.
Talk, get together, and you know, we rebuild these cities. Are
now. All right, Miss Lynn. She said it. She says Beyond Talk. Beyond Talk. Just like the radio show, Beyond Talk. Be moved to do. So whatever you do, there should be no talking. There should be action. Let's move beyond talk and go and create action and be moved to do. So I want to thank you, Ms. Lynn, and again, audience, please go to www.bytheblock.com and investigate this investment opportunity. I really think that you will be pleased with the site. It's absolutely beautiful. She's investing and she's raising money for the app to make it easier for African Americans to purchase property, to buy the block and create wealth and keep wealth within our community. It's a fun, informative way to be an investor. It's an easy way to be an investor and, you know, to build your wealth. Thank you so much, Ms. Lynn, for for joining us this evening. You've been such a wonderful guest. Thank you so much, Ms. Jacqueline Taylor Adams, for everything you've done, producing this wonderful show. Do you have any further words, Ms. Jacqueline Taylor Adams? I'm always putting you on the spot, aren't I? She's trying, but anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I keep trying to come out of
the
mute.
Are you on mute again?
I'm trying to keep the background noise down to make sure that, you know, so we can hear Lynn real good. So,
I understand.
But, you know, my parting words are the same. Please, let's do this. You know, it's, you know, $350, you know, whatever you can do. If you can do the $25 a month, but whatever you can do, do it now. Just do it and then compel others to do the same.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, my marketing tip, my branding tip is right on the Buy the Block website. There are 18 positions in or careers within the crowdfunding umbrella, and Buy the Block needs each and every one of you. So go to the site, go to buytheblock.com, check out the careers that are available, check out the opportunities that are available for you to invest and to buy the block and stop gentrification in its tracks, keep the wealth in the community. Well, I think that is all for Beyond Talk with Faith Moore McKinney. We are moved to do, and we have done, and we talked to Ms. Lynn, and we are so excited to bring this Buy the Block to you. Go on the website, participate, share, spread the word, and we are off. We are going. We will see you in 2 weeks. Is that right, Ms. Jacqueline? We're going to see you in 2 weeks. And until then, peace and love, Beyond Talk, Be Moved to Do. Good night.